Embattled Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane has decided not to run for re-election this year, leaving behind an office racked by scandal. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports it'll be incumbent upon one of the five men running to replace Kane in next Tuesday's Republican and Democratic primaries to restore integrity to the office.
Under Kathleen Kane, the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General has been making headlines, and not in a good way. Kane faces criminal charges. She allegedly leaked secret grand jury material to embarrass a political enemy. She's had her law license suspended, and perhaps you've heard of Porngate.
Breaking news in the state's Porngate scandal.
Kane now says porn emails are at the center of a conspiracy to get her out of office.
Since 2014, Kane has selectively released hundreds of emails, traded among lawyers and judges, that contain pornographic, racist, and other offensive messages. While the scandal has tainted many reputations and ended some careers, it's also tarnished the Office of Attorney General. Enter three Democrats and two Republicans who are vying for the job of polishing it up. The race has centered on which candidate has the right experience to boost morale in the office of nearly 800 employees. And voters in both parties will have to choose between career prosecutors and elected officials who bring political clout and policy proposals to the contest. First, let's meet the Democrats, who are in the more competitive race. Leading in the polls is Josh Shapiro, a Montgomery County commissioner and self-styled reformer. At a recent debate in Harrisburg, Shapiro outlined his vision for the job.
The one person that every Pennsylvanian can call on to protect their constitutional rights, to protect their liberties, to go out and make sure that our air is clean and our water is pure, to make sure every child has a thorough and efficient education system, and most importantly, to make sure our communities are safe.
Shapiro has proposed getting tough on natural gas drillers that pollute and suing the state to create a fair funding formula for all school districts. It's a broader view of the mission of the office than the traditional one, defending the state from lawsuits and prosecuting major criminal cases. And while most of the public thinks of the attorney general as the state's top crime fighter, a great deal of the job is bureaucratic. Shapiro says his executive experience running the third largest county in Pennsylvania will help him see his grander social justice vision through. He's also scored some high-profile endorsements, including Governor Wolf, former Governor Ed Rendell, and President Obama. But Shapiro's lack of legal experience has left him wide open to attacks from his Democratic opponents, two district attorneys who say he's not cut out for the job.
Being in charge of putting salt on the roadways and cutting grass at the county parks is not the proper experience to be the chief law enforcement officer of the state.
That's John Morganelli, Pennsylvania's longest-serving district attorney. For 24 years, he's been DA of Northampton County, a small county in the northeastern part of the state. When he's not attacking Shapiro, Morganelli touts his experience in the courtroom, trying 25 first-degree murder cases. But he's run for state attorney general and lost three times before, and his lack of statewide name recognition hasn't helped. Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala comes from a well-known family in western Pennsylvania, and a significant support from Philadelphia-area Democrats, including party chairman Bob Brady and influential labor leader John Dougherty. Zappala has served as DA for 18 years and has not tried cases himself, but has overseen a large office of more than 100 prosecutors. As attorney general, he says he would improve the office's reputation by leading by example and returning to its core mission.
We're going to attack public corruption, people that abuse the public trust. Unfortunately, I've had to indict and convict dozens of people in that regard in my county over my career. We're going to take illegal guns off the streets, and I would submit that no other office in Pennsylvania presently has taken more guns off the street than my office.
The dynamics of the race on the Republican side are similar, but the competition is less stiff. Joe Peters has risen through the law enforcement ranks, starting out as a beat cop in Scranton.
If you were building an attorney general, wouldn't you want to start with someone who's actually been on the ground in uniform and undercover?
Peters has also been a federal mafia prosecutor, a White House drug czar, and has worked for previous Pennsylvania attorneys general, including a stint as Kathleen Kane's communications director. But he's running for the first time against better-known state Senator John Rafferty, who served as a deputy attorney general in the 1980s before going into private practice. Rafferty, from Montgomery County, bills himself as an executive with a broad knowledge of the law.
And one who is able to build the type of partnerships and relationships with the DAs going forward to join forces to fight the heroin epidemic, and has the vision to go after and has had the legislation to go after those that abuse our elderly and our children.
The two winners of Tuesday's primary will try to sell their vision for the Attorney General's office with the backdrop of Kane's criminal trial, which begins this summer. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.